So wandering around at YRS, it's amazing the people that you bump into. Here I am with Frieda O'Byrne.
Hi there.
And Ewan.
Hello.
And you're actually in a family.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So you're Ewan's mum.
Although he's come down from Edinburgh and I come up from London.
So. Yeah. It's great when you come to things like this because you meet people in real life, IRL as they say, that you've had conversations with online. So Frieda, Ewan's been home educated.
Uh-huh.
So he's not, you know, in a way, Ewan can't sort of criticise, oh, my teachers don't do this. If Ewan's got any complaints about the curriculum and stuff, they'd be directed at you.
No, himself.
Ah, right, okay. So have you helped Ewan in terms of learning about programming and that kind of stuff, or just...
Ewan started home educating about 10, wasn't it, around 10 years of age. Yeah. I mean, one of the first things we did was build a computer. We found out how they worked and... you know, sourced the pieces online, brought them all together, made it. And so from the start, we just wanted, you know, to learn how things worked and to get inside them. And then just take it. So my job really is to sort of facilitate opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the work is done by him and the enthusiasm by him. So it's really for me following his enthusiasms and resourcing them.
Really. When I've read your biography on Twitter, you've got quite a diverse range of skills and... Well, it's like, cause
I've been around a long time.
You're involved in things like drama and film and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would say you've got quite a broad range of experiences.
Yes.
Do you think that there's a danger that some people here might just focus on just say computing and coding to the detriment of everything else? Do you think there's a danger?
Well, I've just arrived, so I don't know, I haven't spoken to people, but I think that would be something that would, you know, is wouldn't be appropriate. I'm sure the kids here have got diverse interests and enthusiasms, and I hope that this is just one of the things that their energy can be channeled into.
And Ewan, is this the first time that you've taken part
in YRS?
YRS.
Yes, first time. Yeah. I think it's been going for 3 years, but this is my first time.
And has it met your expectations? Is it?
I've got less sleep than I thought I would, but it's been really fun so far.
But you didn't
really
come along here to get lots of sleep.
No, that's quite true. It's quite true.
So have you gained new skills that you weren't able to do before?
Definitely. Yeah.
Met
absolutely.
New friends.
Met new acquaintances.
Okay. So some difference of opinions maybe over things.
No, we get on well. I was just joking. Yeah. No, I met new friends. Yeah.
And today you're gonna launch your tool that you've created. Is it an app? Something to do with the Festival Fringe?
Yes. Yeah? It's currently it's just a web page. It's a web app now, and it heat maps crowds based on opening, starting, and closing times of different events around the city. So you can use it to avoid crowds, basically.
And where does it get the crowd data from? How does it know that these are busy?
Well, the Fringe API is unfortunately pretty crummy, and the people who run it are not great at running things. So we got our hands on the 2011 Fringe data. We wanted the 2012 data, but you have to make your app before they can issue the data you need to make your app.
Right, so it's like one of these chicken and egg situations.
we got all the so we got every single showing of every show in 2011. That's where we got it from, the Fringe API basically. It's actually the Festival API, so any festival in Edinburgh,
because they're massive.
The Jazz Festival, Film and all these ones, you can use that, the same thing, so it'll work with all of those.
So Frieda, if there was parents listening to this, what sort of words would you say about encouraging their, you know, to send their children along?
I can't believe they're not here.
Yeah, right.
I just can't believe it. No, I mean, it's an extraordinary... You know, there's all this buzz about the Olympics.
Yes.
And what the thing that comes out through the Olympics all the time is, isn't it amazing what people are doing for nothing, what energy they're doing, what passion they're putting into it? Well, that's happening here.
Yes.
And also what I really love about this is the new social cohesion you're getting through internet, social media, how people are reinventing community and making things happen through that. And I think that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say something, it's just gone. So it's a great thing. Lots of people doing lots of great stuff, and all having a great time. Oh yeah, it was
opportunities to get involved with parents as well. Don't just drop your kids.
Some of the conversations I'd had with parents were a little bit concerned about what I'm going to leave my child. They're going to go down to Birmingham.
Yes.
I'm not going to see them, So there are. Concerns.
I had that because, I also have worked a lot with young people and you're into the kind of criminal records bureau and all that sort of stuff. So just go with it and trust it. And also from the people that you speak to on Twitter.